Listen to part of a talk in a psychology class.
A person who is in a group will think and behave differently than they would if they were alone. In particular, if most of the people in a group, the majority, think the same thing, then I, if I'm in the group, will be affected by what the majority thinks. This effect is called majority influence. So, let's talk about two types of majority influence: informational influence and normative influence. First, there's informational influence. Now, this happens when what's important to you is information, getting the right answer to a question. Say you're driving a car, taking a group of people to a restaurant. Now, at one point, you're not sure which way to go. You think you need to turn left, but when you ask the people in the car, everyone says, go straight. Do you turn left? No, you don't. Since the majority thinks you should go straight, that's probably correct. You change what you think is the correct answer and go straight. This is informational influence. Then there's normative influence. Normative influence occurs when a person wants to be accepted by a group. To gain approval, the person goes along with the norm, the popular opinion. Say you go to a movie with some people you're hoping to become friends with. After the movie, they're all saying how great it was, but you thought the movie was awful. Do you say that? No. Instead, you agree with everyone else and say you liked it. Now why? Not because you think the movie was good, you just want to get along with the group. If you say you thought the movie was lousy, you might seem, like you're not part of the group. So this is an instance of normative influence.